Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from O3 Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII, and on the OTCQX under the symbol OIIIF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Jose Viscata. Now, Jose, let's follow up on news that came out earlier this week. It outlines the drill program at Marban and Alpha, plan for 2021 and extending into 2022. Total meters that are planned here, 250,000 meters split evenly between the two projects. This is one of the largest drill programs in Quebec. Jose, can you just give us a first little overview and summary of what the goals are of this drill program, please?
Hi, Corey. Thank you very much for having me on the program. We are extremely happy with our program, which is one of the largest programs in Canada and in North America. Our plan is very simple. We want to do three things and achieve three things. Convert resources so we can move towards our pre-feasibility study. Expand resources so we can show our investors that we're dealing with something much larger and much bigger and much better than what has been interpreted so far. And finally, to make discoveries. And will be the discovery is the one that will change the history of O3 Mining.
Now let's talk about these three aspects. Let's start off with the whole convert part of the strategy. So you are looking at converting inferred mineral resources to measured and indicated categories. What are you sitting on when it comes to inferred resources at the Marban project? Let's talk about that.
Correct. So right now we have 2.5 million ounces in resources, approximately 1.8 million ounces being mineable. Two thirds of these resources are actually right now in measured and indicated category. And one third of those resources are still in inferred category. In order to move towards a pre-feasibility study, we need all the resources to be in measured and indicated category, which is the elevated category of the resources. And that's our plan in terms of conversion.
Okay. So does that mean that the company will be moving or will be starting a pre-feasibility study after this program?
We actually have started the different aspects of the pre-feasibility already. We're working right now on geotechnical aspects, metallurgical aspects, and environmental aspects. As soon as we finish the drill program, we put out our updated resources, we will move towards the finalization of our pre-feasibility study.
Okay. Now, when it comes to the expand portion of this program, that's where the company is looking to step out, test some new areas, all within a certain distance from, I guess, the known resources. Can you give us a bit more information, some of the targets around that whole expand goal of this program, please?
Yeah, the expansion is mostly around pits that we have right now, which are pretty obvious areas where we want to drill. And we expect eventually to, you know, have these pits joined. So as we move towards from the pre-feasibility study to a feasibility study, we make sure that, you know, we have a good grasp of what will be actually mined. One important thing to mention from here is that what we have right now at Marban is a standalone project, and that's why we're just trying to make it better. This is already good as it is. We have a net present value in our preliminary economic assessment of $423 million at a 5% discount rate with a very conservative gold price as $1,450 per ounce.
So in terms of these expansion areas where you will be drilling, has there been any other drilling done in these areas, or is this newer ground that you guys are going to be drilling on?
Both. There are areas that have been drilled, but they started drilling deeper, and we want to focus on the upper side of things so we can focus on the open pit side of the story. And also in areas that were not drilled because there were properties that we did not own, and now we own them. So that gave us quite a bit of confidence in our drilling as we progress.
Now, when you talk about that you're focusing near surface, one thing that I know a few companies, at least in that area in Quebec, are also saying that some of these deposits, some of the more well-known deposits, go down at depth. So why is the depth component not so much a focus for this company?
No, that's the discovery side of things. It is a focus. As we progress drilling from one side to the other side, we're cutting two structures, one of the structures being the Norbenite, which is at surface for the open pit, continuing drilling down deep, moving to the Marbenite zone, where we are tackling the underground potential. Areas such as Gold Hawk are areas where we have been having some success in terms of finding high-grade mineralization, such as what we found in Gold Hawk, as I repeat, 1.2 meters of over 300 grams per ton.
So what are the step-out distances going to look like for this expand program when you are stepping out of some of the known mineralization? Are they going to be 100-meter step-outs, or are you going to be doing it a bit more conservatively?
No, every 100 meters.
Okay, so pretty consistently then, and then all looking at obviously adding these ounces. Now, when it comes to the whole discover aspect of this program, what are some of the, let's call them, higher priority targets for making new discoveries?
Drilling at depth in Marban, in areas that we're going to be killing two birds with one stone, meaning that we're going to be drilling the Norbenite zone for the open pitable material, continuing to drill towards the Marbenite zone for the high-grade component, as well as drilling the Camp Flow Deep, which is the extension from what the Monarch ground used to be, which now is Yamana Gold, towards our ground, which used to be the old Camp Flow mine, as well as four different areas in our Alpha property where we believe we have a big chance for discoveries.
So when it comes to discoveries, are you targeting higher grade discoveries? Are you targeting the same type of mineralization that you have seen within the resources, all to work into a mining scenario? Any specific details on kind of what the goals are around these discoveries?
Two main styles of discoveries, if you want to call it. One, towards a high grade in Marban, as I explained, going from one side to the other. In the case of Alpha, we are attacking four different areas for four different styles of mineralization. And these are the Sigma Lamaque type mineralization, the Simcar style mineralization, which is intrusion related. We're looking for the East Cadillac type mineralization, which is similar to what we have in Bulldog and Orenada, and for Scar mineralization. So we're attacking four different areas, four different styles of mineralization for discoveries, in particular in Alpha.
Okay. So as de-risked as these projects are with multi-million ounce resources on them, it sounds like you're still seeing a lot of exploration potential here.
We have plenty of exploration potential, and this is a moment where we are right now in Val-d'Or, and we have seen a lot of M&A activity. The only company that is worth less than $1.5 billion in the area where we operate, less than 12 kilometers close to infrastructure, is O3. Therefore, we have to be conscious of that. And part of that is deciding to drill extensively and attack the different areas where we believe we could have discoveries as soon as we can, so we can maximize value to our shareholders.
Okay. So in terms of timing, when this drill program will start, the 250,000 meters, when are you going to be having drills on the ground, and how many drills are you going to be using here?
We have already started. We have 10 drills right now in the ground. Six of them are right now at Alpha. Four of them are at Marban. We will move after the winter to six drills, because we cannot drill now in some areas, from where four of them will be in Alpha and two of them will continuously drill at Marban, and we will continue like that until the end of the year.
Okay. One other thing I guess I should ask you about is, in terms of all this drilling, is everything permitted?
Yes, everything is permitted as we speak right now.
Okay, now in terms of just cash, how much this is going to cost? Give us an understanding or a general estimate of what the total cost is for this program and how much money the company has in the bank.
We have around $140 million in the bank, subsequently to the sale of our Garrison project, So some of that is equity, and as I mentioned many times, we're not intending to sell that. And we will be spending $25 million this year and $25 million next year. So we have a budget being put for 2 years.
Okay. Well, Jose, I think we've covered a lot of the aspects of this drill program. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jose regarding this program, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'm happy to dive a bit more into any of these projects or any of the targets if you guys want some more information on that. I should disclose that I am a shareholder of O3 Mining. I will continue to follow along, as undoubtedly we're going to have a pretty consistent stream of drill results coming out of the company. Jose, I appreciate your time. Thank you for the update, and please keep us up to date as this program really continues and all the news that's going to come out on the back of it.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Corey. Have a great day.